Welcome to the ChewCast.
I have no idea. ChewCast. I love it.
Okay, so let's lay down the ground rules. So if in the case that it's bugging out on us, like...
Oh, yeah. Abort mission.
And I'll just edit those moments out. Or at least that's, in theory, what will happen. But yeah, what were we just talking about?
No, quarantine has me messed up.
Oh yeah, just, I've never really watched Naruto, so I I've only seen up to episode 18, so yes, I can say I can't really relate. But I do know someone who has seen the entire show in its entirety, like hundreds of episodes, even the sequel series, Shippuden, or however you pronounce it. Want to guess who it is? It's someone from Flows.
It's from Flows. They're from Flows. Oh, Patrick.
Oh, probably. No.
Probably.
It's a busser.
Oh, Keontae.
I remember.
Oh my God, Keontae. I miss Keontae so much. Such a cool dude. That's funny. I forgot about that.
No, I think he does have like a Hidden Leaf Village leaf, like a headband or whatever.
Yeah, he does. He does. He totally does. I might just be imagining this. I don't know, but I think he's cosplayed before, or he might have. I honestly don't know. I think I had him on Facebook once upon a time. I don't know if I still do, but I may have seen photos of him cosplaying. Yeah, no. Oh my God, I still have Keontae on Facebook? If I go away from the browser, the recording's gonna stop because I had to open the browser. So I cannot check right now.
I can do that for you. I don't think he's on it anymore.
Okay, fair.
It's been
Facebook's
a little
kind of.
Yeah, I think he removed his profile I don't know. He wouldn't be the only one though. There's like a few from Flows that remove theirs. I guess this is just a casual chat with Bobby Chu and Chu and Cheyenne. Two C's. Interesting.
Two C's. CC, like in an email. No, what am I even saying? That's not funny at all.
Yes.
I'm
curious. What does a CC stand for in email? I'm so dumb. Like, I should know this.
Computational conundrum. No, I don't know. That doesn't... contact conundrum. Contact cluster. Contact cluster. No,
contact. So bad. All right.
You CC 15 people on a work email. It's a contact cluster.
Okay. Wait. Is that for real?
No, I don't know. If it would be, I just have smashing luck. Why'd I say the word smashing? Let's ignore
Someone
that.
I've been watching Wallace and Gromit a little too much.
Okay, you go to Wallace and Gromit. I go to, I almost said the Proud Family. They never said smashing. I don't know.
The Wild Thornberrys.
Oh my God, I used to, yes, the Wild Thornberrys. There we go. I don't know how I got those two mixed up, but no, I would always come home in like fifth grade from like after school and watch The Proud Family. That was a good show. But yeah, The Wild Thornberrys. Smashing, or I can't do the guy's voice.
Smashing. Eliza.
Oh my God, now I just have like the largest, not nerve. Why can't I ever speak properly?
What are you talking about? You've been speaking.
What's that craving for wanting to do something? Urge.
Yeah.
I have the craving for wanting to do something. I have the biggest urge to, not the Rugrats. What is my brain doing? I swear, there's just all this misfiring going on. And for whatever reason, I'm manifesting it audibly instead of doing the smart thing and being quiet when I don't understand what's happening in my brain. But no. I have the biggest urge to watch Wallace and Gromit now that you've mentioned.
Wait, have you never seen it before?
Oh, no, I've seen it. I just haven't thought about it in ages. Oh my God, Chicken Run.
I know nobody else out there who has seen Wallace and Gromit, And
What?
I freaking love it. Like, I mean, obviously I'm an animation connoisseur, so I obviously have a bit more stake in this, but I mean, I watched it when I was very, very little. I knew nothing about it. I think like mom had rented like the video from, I can't remember.
The library.
Possibly. And it was the very, it was not the first one, because there were three at the, for the longest time, there were only three Wallace and Gromit shorts. And by shorts, I mean like they were like a half hour long about. It was, they had A Grand Day Out, which is where they, it was really old and basic compared to the other ones. It's just Wallace and Gromit build a rocket ship to the moon, which is made out of
Oh.
cheese, because Wallace has this thing for cheese.
Precious, they're so precious.
I love it. And then the second one was The Wrong Trousers, where it was like a weird like mystery thing where there's like a penguin, and there's like, and Wallace gets stuck in like this robotic pants suit. It's
Robotic
very,
pantsuit.
wow, this is a lot more complex actually. And then the third one was oh my gosh, it was called A Close Shave. And this one was more complex to describe also. Then they made the movie, the big budget movie with DreamWorks. And then they made another short called A Matter of Loaf and Death. I've only seen it once, so I forgot about it. I have like the whole collection on DVD, and I want to upgrade to the Blu-ray. But yeah, Wallace and Gromit, great stop motion animation by very underrated British Aardman Animation Studios. That's what they're called. They're really good buddies with Pixar and Studio Ghibli, so that's like the animation trifecta right there from around the globe.
I want to say that Wallace and Gromit is actually quite. Oh my God, there's noodles. I don't. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. I
Why
want to say.
noodles? You're using
I
noodles
want
now.
to. What just happened? Oh my God. Help me. Help me. I want to say that Wallace and Gromit is actually quite popular. I want to assume it's quite popular in the UK. I don't know if it is or not. Yawning. Why am I yawning? But
You got
I
enough
want to.
sleep this time, didn't you?
I did. No, I'm just perpetually tired, but not tired. I just yawn because it's me. I don't know.
Oh.
Part of my soul's escaping or something, whatever that old mumbo jumbo is, but I think that might be sneezes. Don't know.
Did you
Don't
have a
care.
cold that could escape in the first place?
I think it's corroded by battery acid, but I don't know. I haven't checked in a bit.
A
Oh, I'm talking
shame.
about my battery, not my soul. I probably shouldn't mention I have a battery. What battery? It's not like this is recorded. They'll never find us out.
Are they Energizer or Duracell?
Da-dum. Wait, Energizer had like a da-dum in the commercials, right?
I don't know. Wait, maybe Energizer is the one with the bunny.
Boom, boom, boom. I can't.
Yeah, no, you got it. You got it.
I thought there was a da-dum. What am I trying to think of? Da-dum. I
No. Hey, oh,
don't know.
I don't know if you remember this, but on that classic Disney attraction that needs to go, ooh, that's my
Oh.
hot take. Autopia.
You don't like Autopia.
Oh, you called it Autotopia too. I knew it. Okay, I knew it.
What?
Everyone
What?
calls it Autotopia, but it's actually
What?
Autopia.
Okay. Spell it. Why? Why is it that? What
It's
do you mean?
really annoying. It's spelled Autopia.
Auto Pia. Oh, what?
Onomatopoeia.
My life is a
Yeah,
Autotopia. Autotopia. My mom called it Autotopia.
everyone
She
does.
grew up with that when it was like born, when it was born, when it was built, when it was first was the thing.
Yes, it definitely was a thing. Oh, but you, okay. In recent years, they changed the whole theme for that ride. It used to,
How
because it
many
has,
years?
well, maybe like three, maybe it has a new sponsor now. I think it's a
Okay. I must have been
it's,
gone then.
yeah, it's no longer Chevron.
I believe. And the thing is, no, it's Honda now who's sponsoring them. Before it was Chevron, and they used, like, remember the stop motion cars on the Chevron commercials? They
do
had
I?
Like little,
I don't think I do.
They were like little claymation looking cars with teeth and eyes before Pixar did Cars.
Yes. Yes.
Those
oh, that's
animated,
right.
Animated and created by Aardman Animation. So if you ever got
okay.
Wallace and Gromit / Chicken Run vibes,
oh my
that's
god, that's absolutely true. Oh my god, I forgot about that. You know,
yeah.
Those
hey,
were funny commercials. Yeah,
animation.
For a bit I was just like, "What are you talking about?" But no, yeah, yeah, I remember those.
Yeah. You could
also,
ask me like,
okay.
any animation related question, and I could probably answer that for you. But I would say,
uh-huh.
while Wallace and Gromit are pretty popular in the UK, I'm assuming.
I would assume. I'll have to ask around because I've never. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, there is one thing that Aardman Animation spun off from Wallace and Gromit that I think is actually even more popular now or more recognizable. Can you guess what that is?
Spun it, off?
Yeah.
Was it Chicken Run? I don't know. I just keep
no,
going
well,
to Chicken Run.
There's a lot of people here that remember watching Chicken Run growing up.
Chicken Run's great.
There's
glad.
Another thing, Shaun the Sheep.
Oh, I love Shaun the Sheep. Oh.
He actually first appeared in the second Wallace and Gromit short. The third one, A Close Shave with all the sheep.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, no, I don't know the numbers, but yeah. Oh my god, that's right. Wow.
And then, yeah, now it just blew up. Like, it became a TV series for children, and then they did all these shorts, and then they made the movie, which was surprisingly good. It came out like a few years ago, and
I didn't know there was a movie.
Yeah. They made a sequel recently. It went straight to Netflix in the US, though, sadly, but the first movie was in theaters
Bastards.
In America. Yeah, right? In the UK.
Wait, is it still on Netflix?
It still is.
Oh, also, I have a funny comment to make.
You gotta watch the first one first, though.
Yes. Yeah, is that also on Netflix?
It might be. I'm assuming it is if they have the second one. The first
I have
one
a slight funny...
What,
I have
what
a slight
it?
Funny comment to make about US and British Netflix.
Yeah.
It's just only tiny. Oh, do I make it now?
Yeah.
Okay, so unrelated to Chicken Run and the likes. But, right, so Shrek. We're aware of Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
No, not in that way. No. Ahem. But you know the ugly stepsister that's in, like, what, Shrek 2 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you know the guy that plays the ugly stepsister, yawning again. Why am I doing that? Hi.
Yeah, that's the same reaction Shrek 2 gives me.
Poor jaw. Right, yeah.
Oh.
Ah, yawning is weird for my jaw. Anyway. yeah, so the guy that voices the ugly stepsister in Oz is different than the one in the UK. The one in the UK
what?
Is a comedian I cannot remember the name of. But yeah, they changed that little thing. Because, I mean, like, it's funnier that way. Yeah, it's great. Oh, and the voice that, it's just so good. Like, you could probably, I'm pretty sure there is definitely, absolutely on YouTube, a side-by-side comparison. And, like, yes.
I'm going to have to look that up later. I will. That's, okay, that is insane. When I was in New Zealand, I'm assuming they were using the UK cut of that movie. I think I actually, that movie was on TV. So when it got to that part, I probably just wasn't paying attention to the movie at the time.
Perhaps.
But oh my god, that is insane.
Yeah, it's quite funny because I was watching that with my friends and I was like, ha ha, ah, oh, yes. Good.
That is incredible.
Good stuff, man. So funny.
I like that. That's pretty cool. Oh yeah. I'm trying to think because there's a other than Aardman Animation, there's got to be like other like animation studios that spawned from the UK or other, you know.
Oh, certainly. I can't think of any, but probably.
Yeah, they're definitely like the biggest ones, like for sure. I mean, they've done more than just Chicken Run and Wallace and Gromit and Shaun the Sheep. Yeah, they've tried their hand at other things, like there's a very low key film that came out like around 2012 from them called I think it was called The Pirates Band of Misfits.
Yes.
Yeah. Did we talk about this together? I think.
No, I don't know. No, I don't think so. But I have this image in my head. I know what you're talking about. I do.
David Tennant was on the voice cast for that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah,
he actually plays Charles Darwin.
Oh my God, beautiful. Also, okay, slight rant. How do people not understand the empirical evidence?
Cheyenne, I thought better of you. I thought you would know that our one true creator is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters.
Oh, when you said Marshmallow Man, I was thinking of that one car guy.
The car. Oh, wait, the car guy.
The Mufflin? Muff, is it Muff?
Is that
Muff. Muff. Muff's a funny word. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I got you now. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry I went there.
No, it's
okay. I didn't mean it.
Oh, God. Well, what are you, an extra in the Haunted Mansion, right?
No, I am your boss, Mickey Mouse.
Gosh.
Oh, no, I need to stop doing that. I've never made that noise before in my life, and I don't know why I started. No, I'm scared.
Don't worry. You have plenty more life left Someone to make hold. All kinds of other noises.
Oh, absolutely. And I will make them proudly.
I don't know if that's really something to be proud about. No, I'm kidding.
I am ashamed. Oh.
What the heck? Oh, God.
Oh no! I haven't snort laughed in a long time. It's been a long time. Now I'm yawning. My jaw feels funny. Oh my God! Where did that even come from?
Help no time to be yawning on the door. You guys ready to come back? I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. Like there's only a few things Mickey can say that I can do a decent job. Oh God! What? Gosh, I can't do Goofy's voice either.
Oh, God. Okay, I was so that reminded me of. So my lovely best friend in high school, she had this horrible, awful boyfriend. Oh, my God, he was terrible. He was vile. There was just so many things. Like, I rarely strongly dislike people. Ooh. I strongly dislike this person. Ooh. And teenage Cheyenne was very, very, like, she held nothing back, man. She would tell you exactly in whatever tone she thought of things. Like, I've got a lot better, my dude. I am very level-headed in a lot of ways. But I remember I was just like, I don't like you, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Terrible. This must have been major.
He was a genuinely terrible thing. He just was weird. I mean, he's not like a bad person, but he's just was awful in every way. Anyway, God is disgusting. Anyway, so yeah, one of his, so this would be different if he was like a nice person, right? It would probably become an endearing thing. But because he was so terrible, every time he would laugh.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it? Like,
no.
Pretend that you told me a joke, right? Okay, you just told me a joke, right? I'm laughing.
What?
Yeah.
Is that him?
I cannot make it up. I never would have even thought to have that compilation of sounds together ever in my, like, that's not something that's organically, like, I mean, to him, yes. To me, I never would have thought of anything like that. I'm original in some ways. I'm not in that way. So, at one point, Oh God, is this divulging too much information about another person, perhaps?
I don't think anyone is going to know who the heck this is. I have
No,
no clue
I'm,
either.
yeah, no. I'll be like, hey friend. I'm not gonna use a name because I almost
Yeah, or you
I'll be
know,
like,
you don't gotta name names, but
yeah, I'll be like, a friend and I have
you
made a
definitely
podcast that
can
is really
laugh.
just us chatting nothing. And well, I was like, said some things. But yeah, so
Ooh.
obviously. So we worked with some friends. Well, I
Yeah.
mean, they were friends, so and we were going out to eat. This was when she was still seeing the monster. was awful. Literally, she's the best thing that ever happened to him, and
Ooh,
I'm so
sounds like
glad
it.
she got away. I'm so glad she got away.
I'm glad
But
too. I don't even know this person, but I'm happy for her.
yes, me too. She's really happy now. It's really good. Anyway, essentially, we were going out to eat with work friends, and I just thought, oh, we're going out to eat with work friends. And then my friend, she was straggling a little bit behind or whatever. One of the other girls like pulls me aside and she's like, okay, here's the thing. This is an intervention to show her and tell her that she should break up with insert name of person. And I was like, right on it. So literally, it was like a booth type sitting that we were at, like the sit down restaurant. So we cornered
Corner.
we cornered her, which she honestly might have just chose that seat anyway, but it worked in our favor. And yeah, we were like, okay, this is because I was right on board. I knew nothing of this beforehand, and I'm like, rightio, on
Radio.
it, righty o,
Radio.
and rightio we did. Tally-ho! But yeah, so literally, they were listing that. I mean, there's so many awful things about this guy. I can't even go on about them. We would literally be here for 72 hours. I don't know
Oh my
why.
goodness.
3 days, probably more. But yeah, so that's about all there is to the story. But essentially, everyone referred to him essentially as Tuh-huh. They're like, oh yeah, you remember Tuh-huh. Like I said, if he was a good person, that would probably become an endearing, quirky characteristic of his personality. Because he was awful. Yeah, because he was awful. Like, he was just, it just, it's, no. How did she stay with that person for a year or more? I think it might have been more.
I think a
How?
little.
Huh?
He probably had her family, he probably had her family held for ransom.
Her family, I think, hated him. I think everyone hated him. There was good reason.
I've
There's
never
good
met him
reason.
before and I hate him.
Yeah. It's the I hate insert person name club.
Yeah, you know,
Oh, that just
I don't
reminded me
know.
when I was bullied as a kid.
I'm not a
Huh?
big fan of being part of clubs, so I think I'm good.
I had a club named after me in 5th grade. It was called the I Hate Cheyenne Club.
You're lying.
No. They came with a song. I think I was at that school for about a month before. I got bullied incessantly.
What the heck? Wow.
Surprising to you, ironic enough, not to me, because that was just
Come on,
reality.
world. Good. Tell me, how can anyone hate Cheyenne?
I was kind of a weirdo at that point,
That's
but it was
stupid. That is a
honestly.
stupid reason. Everyone has something weird about them. There's people,
I
just
know.
people that claim they don't are the ones that put up a front in public
Oh,
or around
God, yeah.
others. But they
No
do
one's
come. They
normal. You can't
come.
be.
You know, behind closed doors, that's when they get weird. There's no other
I mean,
way I can
no,
put it.
so I got bullied. I got bullied for years, and I mean, a lot of it, it just happened. Like, there wasn't any particular reason. They just found me odd for some circumstances sometimes, and they would bully me. But as kids do when they're bullied, a lot of times they end up bullying. So I would do that without realizing sometimes, right? So I mean, like, some of that probably did happen. So, like, you know, but I mean, regardless, it was a very, very much an extra. Like, I even got bullied by the teachers. Like, oh God, this is like turning into some kind of horrible flashback.
Oh, that's okay. You know,
no, this teacher in fifth grade, which is also the time of the I Hate Cheyenne Club, which I will inform you of the catchy tune that it was catchy and that they came up with later. God, has to be catchy if I remember it literally, like, how old am I? If I remember it 14 years later, why did I, for a second, I was like, am I 20? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I forgot how old I was for a second. Dear gee. I don't know. I might have done math wrong. I might have not done my homework correctly. Maybe I didn't correctly do the classwork. I don't remember. There were so many reasons. Instead of helping, they would just punish me. Oh my God. But yeah. So I got put outside on the hottest day of the year that we were in school, and there was no shadows. And I was left outside for about 5 hours, and I was burnt everywhere.
Oh my goodness! Wait, how is this even legal?
Yeah, he didn't come back after that. I mean, well, he came back still to, but like after that year, he was gone. And then I ran into him. So he did this thing where he would put on sunglasses and just stare you down, and you couldn't see where his eyes were because he had sunglasses on, but he'd just still stare you down. Which is creepy. Don't do that to people. Also, don't do that to children. But I was, yeah, so the summer after this year, I was at Michael's with my mum, and we were waiting. I was waiting inside the car. She put the cart away or whatever. And I looked, and right straight ahead of us in the other car waiting there was that teacher, just by coincidence. And he put on those glasses, and he just stared at me. And stared at me and stared at me for minutes, or at least it felt like minutes, till my mom came back. And I was like so uncomfortable. I'm like, why would anyone do this? And now that I look back at it, it's like, what was wrong with that man? Why was he allowed to work around children?
Yeah, like oh my God. I had like, it's so weird. Like, what?
I've been so nice to the kids I've worked around. Like, literally, they could like scream and throw stuff, and like, some kids were very interesting, but like, I was just so patient with them because at the end of the day, they're a kid. You don't treat them badly. You are showing them examples on how to deal with situations. They don't know, or they have not been taught properly how to regulate their emotions, or they just have so much hormones or whatever that's going on that they just don't understand. So you have to teach them and show by example how to communicate and talk things out. You don't punish them in these awful ways. Like, and I didn't even freak out or anything. I just was bad at like schoolwork or whatever because I was bored all the time. Like, I was just so bored. Nothing was stimulating. Everything was so boring. Anyway, this is... Oh, yeah, okay. The song. I hate Cheyenne. 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 I hate Cheyenne. 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 Yeah, that was the tune.
Well, that's a top 100 Billboard right there.
This turned into a therapy session. I'm so sorry, Chu.
No, it's okay. No wonder I recognized that song. It was on like the latest, it was like on one of the Kids Bop CDs. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah, I was just gonna say Kids Bop. Absolutely it was.
Hey, you know what? You gotta you can always vent to me. You already know. You can always
I'm doing it on a podcast. This is embarrassing. Oh well.
No, this is supposed to be a chill. Well, not much chill around me. This is it is what it is. You know, this is a sincere and I can't authentic. Yeah, that's it. You know,
authentisch. I bet you the word for authentic in German is authentisch or something like that.
Hey, you know, I probably have
authentisch. No, I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know.
Wunderbar.
Ja, das wunderbar.
I am so bad at
that. Was ist los? I
Das Boot.
I listen to German. I can pick up German again. I've not spoken it in a while. When I was in Sweden, everything sounded similar to German, even though they're very different. And I had a bunch of German I haven't spoken in 10 years that popped up into my head. And now it's gone because I haven't spoken it in 10 years and I've not heard anything like German recently. So.
Yeah, sounds as good as 99 Luftballons. Okay, anyways.
9 von 9, nicht Luftballon. Na 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 na. I don't know the language in I don't know the language in English. I don't know the song in English.
There is a great there was a great punk cover of that song by the band Goldfinger, and I was like,
are they pirates?
No, they were not.
How did they get a Goldfinger?
I would not even. I thought you were going to make like a James Bond reference, but no, they were not pirates, and none of them actually had a finger that was gold.
That's unfortunate. I was looking forward to that.
Oh, you know what I'm looking forward to?
The apocalypse?
Well, besides that,
the second apocalypse?
There's a second one? What is this second like?
Breakfast?
What is this Neon Genesis Evangelion where there's the third impact? Wait, okay, yeah.
Oh my god! Oh yeah, no, I'm so far removed. I don't. I actually know nothing about any of the Evangelion thingies.
You wait. Oh, well, okay. I don't know if I would suggest it to you because there's a couple things that you'd probably be like, I rewatch. Look at this. All this free time, I could catch up.
Gosh, why? Boom! Why do they keep doing that? Sorry, go on.
No. I could have caught up on so many films and TV series and games and whatever. I rewatched the entire freaking series of Evangelion again because they put it on Netflix and they produced a brand new dub with a completely new voice cast. And just
ooh,
out of
pure... Is it better? The English voice casts are typically just god awful.
They can be. Now,
oh, yeah.
The original dub for Evangelion was like done in the 90s too, which is when the series debuted in Japan anyway. But the new voice cast, some of the actors are better. Some of them are worse. Some of the line delivery is like some of the translation sometimes is even better than the old dub. Sometimes it's just painfully worse. So in reality, it's like taking three steps forward and three steps backwards. So it's not necessarily, I personally don't think it's necessarily better than the old dub. It is in certain ways, and it also is worse in other ways. But I was still curious. I was like, all right, I love the original series so much. Like, I watched it all again. I didn't really watch it. I put it in the background and was listening to it while I would be driving or doing other things. Like playing Animal Crossing or whatever. So my opinion was basically that by the end of it. So I don't know if I would recommend it to you. I mean, the Japanese,
I might check it out.
The Japanese version is still on there. So there's
okay, yeah, I'll listen to the Japanese version. That's usually what I do. Speaking of weird dubs, there are, oh god, okay. Before I get into, oh, I burped, bless me, and hiccuped at the same time. It was a weird experience for both of us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no. But no. Before I get into one of the examples of the weird dubs, I just had this horrible, cringy.
Oh, no.
Cringy memory. Not memory, but like of watching this video clip.
Oh,
and it
no.
was like at kind of anime expo or something, and there's some chick, she's like wearing cat ears and she's going around to random strangers with a video camera and she's like, yeah, yeah, and I'm like, oh, oh god,
yeah,
somebody shoot me, please.
Yeah, you get that. Oh,
I just
god.
I yeah, as soon as whenever we close this off, I'm going to find that clip and send it to you because obviously I'm not able to do that right now because of the restrictions of the browser. But yeah. Also, okay, Black Butler, have you ever watched it?
I haven't. My sister did. I don't know if I could get like a... I don't know if I could get like a good like opinion from her because it was so long ago that she watched it.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's gonna want to watch it again because I believe
no.
she said a couple of things are kind of cringe about it.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
But I mean, she says a lot of things are cringe, so.
So I watched it because my friend wanted to watch it in high school. And I always watch things that are in Japanese when it comes to anime, just because, I don't know, English voice actors freak me out a lot of the time. and there's a maid in Black Butler, right? And she talks like this the whole time!
In English or Japanese?
In English.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
In Japanese, she just sounds normal.
Yes. Okay. All right.
This Why do they the do that? Thing. Why?
It's not something that's done across the board because obviously there are great dubs out there. There's okay ones. There's serviceable ones. And then there's some real cringe ones. And then there are actually some great ones, like I mentioned. That doesn't sound like one of them.
No, it was. I'm also going to find you a clip of that. I should not have opened my jaw that wide to do that.
Really you're still trying to heal.
Yeah, I've been fine the last week, and I think it's because I've been fine the last week that I've gotten more ambitious with my facial expressions because I'm an expressive person.
Well, I can tell. I mean, I already know. I've known you.
Oh yes.
And everything, anyway. So
you've known me for years. I am so sorry, you poor, unfortunate soul.
Yeah, one wonders how I'm still alive. No,
I don't know. You've corroded your batteries.
Oh, I'm glad that wasn't actually a Disney reference when you said poor unfortunate soul.
Oh my god, that was a Disney reference, was it?
Yeah, it was the name of Ursula's song from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, poor unfortunate soul. Yeah. Was that the correct thing? Oh, yay!
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just genuinely meaning poor unfortunate soul. But
I'm not crazy about Little Mermaid, but that is like... Why is it the villain songs are typically so good? Like, I like Ursula.
Because they're sassy. They've got some, like... All of the other stuff is like, oh, one day my prince will come. I can't do anything for myself. And I'm like, oh my god. I'm glad that they're like, they're kind of eradicating that because I'm like,
yeah, that's
let
true.
Young.
I think okay, that is a stereotype, but that's a stereotype that mostly applied to the older films, like we're talking like the Snow White, Cinderella kind of era.
Yeah, but those were so popular for so long, even amongst this generation. So I'm glad that they're like getting rid of that and they're being like, hey, young women, look, you can still do things because you're a human. We live in an outdated society. Why aren't we more like Scandinavia?
That's very specific, but yeah. It's been great. And hey, you know, it feels like I did the majority of the talking for the first half and you did the majority of it for the second half. So it was
is that how that worked? Well done.
No,
well
was,
done.
It was just casual. And
high
and,
five.
Okay. Oh no, my phone. Oh great. Oh well, it's gotta get fixed anyways. Alright, I shall contact ye in our usual place. What is the
You know it, ye.
And then maybe I'll go to Kanat soon.
Okay.
Alright.
And this is gonna be cringy, but over and out.